Hi, it's Dan and TL from Blue Suede Connection.
Thank you for making the connection.
We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And a blessed and Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening.
Blue, blue, blue Christmas.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm T.O.
And it's 1977, T.L.
All right.
All over again.
Oh.
Now, we know what happened in 1977, but we're not going to focus on that on the show today.
Okay.
We're going to focus on all the good stuff.
There we go.
All the good music.
And there was enough of it.
Oh, plenty of good music, and that's what they're going to hear today on Blue Suede Connection.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're going to 1977. It was Elvis's final year, but it was a good year in some sense, with the great music, a great album, and we're going to hear all that today.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to talk about Elvis in Concert, the
mm-hmm.
album. You're going to get
yep.
a little insight into that. We'll talk about the Moody Blue album, which are the predominant two pieces of material we're going to use today on the show.
Right.
Also, a couple cuts from the 77 Spring Tours.
Okay.
Live stuff.
Nice.
So, a mixture of live and studio today here on Blue Suede Connection. We're also going to talk pop culture, 1977 movies, TV, and, of course, music. All that good stuff, but it's all about Elvis, as always, here on Blue Suede Connection.
Nice.
You have anything else you want to add?
No, we're going to do Elvis's timeline.
Oh,
what he was
yeah,
doing in
yeah.
77, yeah.
I like to hear about that. We all know what was going on in the guy's life.
Yeah.
All right, now, anything else you want to add?
Nope, I'm good. Let's
all
go.
All right, let's do it.
I've been traveling over mountains, even through the valleys too. I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way, Lord, baby, trying to get to you. Ever since I read your letter, well, you said you love, well, you said you love me too.
That's right.
I kept traveling night and day. I kept running all the way, maybe trying to get to you. When I read your loving letter, and my heart began to sink, there were many miles between us. Yeah, but it didn't mean a thing. I just had to reach you, baby, spite of all you put me through. I kept traveling night and day. I kept running all the way, Lord, baby, trying. time to get to you. My way was dark at night. It would shine as bright as light. When I was trying to get to you, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Forever, my darling, my love will be. Always and forever, I'll love only you. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. May this fire in my soul, dear, forever burn. My heart's at your command, dear, to keep love and hope, making you happy. Keeping you is my goal. I'll forever love you for the rest of my days. I'll never part from you for your loving ways. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. May this fire in my soul. Forever love you for the rest of my days. I'll never part from you for your loving way. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. May this fire in my soul, dear,
Hour, Dale, get yourself together now. It's time to get on our Blue Suede Connection.
Okay, hey.
Yeah, Lordy, 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 Miss Claudia. Yeah, you sure look good to me. Why, please don't excite me, baby. Yeah, I know it can't be me. All I give, all my money. Right. You leave the home every morning, don't come back.
Do not let it be said that Elvis could not still rock and roll in 1977 have a good time on stage.
Yeah, that one's new to me. I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, well, like I said, you heard all three of the elements you're going to hear from today. You heard it from a Moody Blue album with Pledging My Love.
Mm-hmm.
And you just heard that. That's from the spring tours. Thank goodness for FTD.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Trying to Get to You was from Elvis in Concert. So there you go, all three. Mm-hmm. Now, since we are featuring two of these big albums today on the show, I thought we should give a little insight into them. And why don't you tell a little bit about Elvis in Concert?
All right. Well, Elvis in Concert was released October 1977 after Elvis's passing in conjunction with the CBS television special of the same name.
That we all watched.
We all did. I was a little bitty girl, but mm-hmm. I was watching it. The concert was videotaped and recorded in June of 77 at several concerts, actually,
right.
Not just one. They make it seem like it's one, but it was more than one, I think.
Sure.
The album peaked at number 5 on Billboard at that year, but it was certified gold platinum on October 14th. Of that year,
mm-hmm.
and it certified triple platinum on August 1st of 2002.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a lot of sales right there. A lot of Elvis listening happening right there.
Always.
And speaking of which, let's do it again. What do you think, baby? Let's rock and roll.
If you haven't guessed by now, you're on television, and so don't let the lights and cameras throw you. But they are hot, I'll tell you for sure. I'm going to do the first song that I've recorded. We had a guitar, electric guitar, and a bass, and that's all. And one like this.
Well, that's all right, no, Mama. That's all right with you. That's all right, no, Mama. Just any way you do it, that's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right.
You don't have to face the music.
I've got no choice, I'll forgive you. Cause it's easy for you. You only have to call me. It's easy for you. You only have.
It's songs like that that make Moody Blue one of your favorite albums,
oh,
right?
Oh, my gosh. Love it.
I know. It's on your top five list of Elvis albums. I know that.
Moody Blues, yeah like excellent. In my top two.
Yeah, it's one of mine, too. I mean, I love it. I love, you know, the live stuff that's on that album, too. And I like all the studio stuff.
Yeah.
Which is what Moody Blue was. The album, you know, it was released July of 1977, just 4 weeks before we lost Elvis.
Right.
It was his 24th and final studio album.
Mm-hmm.
It quickly reached gold and platinum certification in September of 1977.
Yeah.
And double platinum in March of 92. Double platinum is a lot of records, man.
Yeah, it's sad that Elvis didn't get to see that happen.
Yeah, exactly. The album, like I said, it contains both live and studio stuff. The studio tracks were recorded on February and October of 76 in the Graceland Jungle Room. The title song, which you're going to hear a little bit later, Moody Blue, reached number one on the country charts and number 31 on the pop charts.
Mm-hmm.
The follow-up tune, Way Down, also reached number one on the singles chart.
Yeah.
The follow-up to Moody Blues. So a lot of success came from that album, and we understand why.
Yeah, and also something in case everybody doesn't know. When it was first released, it was on a regular black vinyl,
but then
it went to translucent blue. So if you have the black ones, they're very valuable.
Yeah, you would think everybody thinks the blue version. They go, I got the blue version. No, if you got the black.
It also came in some other, I think, red and gold.
Right.
It came, but blue was the big one that came out right after he passed away, but the black wasn't out for long.
Which one did you have?
I had the blue.
Oh, you had it? I did too. So we didn't have the money ones.
No.
That's all right. They were worth millions to us, though, weren't they?
Oh my gosh, yes. Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
Now back to the music.
Well, sister, don't you? Well, sister, don't you? Well, sister, don't you kiss me once or twice? Say it's early nights and then you're wrong. Well, sister, don't you do what your big sister does? Well, I dated your big sister. Turn to know
You know, one thing I like about the 1977 live stuff, and I like about Elvis that year, is that when he first came back in 69, all through the 70s, he rushed through a lot of his classic songs.
Right.
Like Little Sister and Hound Dog and all those songs, It's Now or Never, all those. He really put more emphasis into Hurt and songs like that.
He was trying to get to some of the newer stuff.
Yeah. But in 77, it sounds like it's kind of full circle. He came back around. Mm-hmm. He started, like, we kicked the show open with Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah.
You heard That's All Right, Mama, Little Sister.
Right.
And he started doing songs again like it's, yeah.
Yeah, and the full song. Because,
yes.
Like, as this was playing, my mind was getting into Get Back. Like, he was going to switch to Get Back.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, because he used to do that mm-hmm. early on. But now he's doing the whole song again.
And I like that. Yeah, I like that he came back because people were seeing him for the first time back in the day. You know,
right.
They want to hear those songs.
Oh, yeah.
And Little Sister was a great song, a great rocker. And I'm glad he did it. And he did it well in 1977.
Yeah.
We hope you're enjoying Blue Suede Connection today, everybody. We certainly do love doing the show. It gives us joy each week to share the music of the man that we love, the man that touched so many people across the world. That's why we are in 8 countries and on 80-plus stations.
Mm-hmm.
The world is still listening, especially now with the new movie and everything.
Right. One
Elvis,
more week.
You did a great blog, and I want to tell people to go to our blog page and read the blog about the movie that you just wrote recently.
Yeah, it's called Baz, Austin, and Elvis.
Yeah, talk about how to get there and how to find us, babe.
Yeah, so all of our blogs can be found at bluesuedeconnection.com.
And I shared your blog in some private Elvis groups that I'm in, that
uh-huh.
particular one about the movie, and everyone's saying, well said, so perfect. They, everybody's
you.
Raving about your writing.
Thank
Elvis
you.
Was a talented fella, and I know your very favorite Elvis live song is How Great Thou Art.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people
mm-hmm.
feel that way about that song, and we know how well he performed it, so I think we need to kick off this set
mm-hmm.
with TL's favorite Elvis live song.
He's my number one singer of all time. Hope to name my kid after him someday. He keeps his political views to himself. I just love the guy. I mean, I know that sounds kind of weird, but I just love the guy, and I wish him many years of success.
I've gotten to know him in a way from seeing him on stage, and I would say he is religious to the point where, of course, he can't go to church like many other people can every week, but you can see by the way he sings a lot of these spiritual songs.
My favorite is How Great Thou Art.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I lost wonder, consider all the big worlds that heavens have made. I see the stars, and I hear the rolling thunder. I pass throughout the universe display.
Sing it, fellas.
When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation to take me home, what joy shall fill my heart.
Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, oh my God, how great thou art. Hell that sings my soul, my soul will sing, my God to thee.
good enough.
Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of the lonely street at Heartbreak Hotel. Lonely baby, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely you could cry. Well, oh, it's always crowded. You still can find some room. A broken-hearted lovers and to cry the hurting room. So baby, get so lonely, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you can cry, play it, baby. Well, go walk down a long street, Heartbreak Hotel. You will be on my mind that you fuck up at Chicago. He's a crazy lonely. He's a lonely. You could cry.
Just put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Just pretend.
What you call a mood song, isn't it? You can just feel the mood. Mm-hmm. I understand he did do that a lot, turn the lights down on certain songs,
right.
And kind of you could tell he was really into that one,
mm-hmm.
creating that
mood,
sad mood, or whatever you want to get from that song.
Yeah,
had a little blues to it, a little bit of everything in that mix.
Well, it's an old country tune.
Yeah,
yeah.
But he did it Elvis's way,
Elvis
which makes it special.
Makes
absolutely.
It yeah.
We know you're enjoying everything Elvis style, and we love, love, love to hear from you folks. And we get some great emails, we get some great messages on our page, but we like to hear you hear our voices every week, and we'd love to hear yours and put you on the show.
That's right.
And there is a very simple procedure it takes to do that, and TL is going to tell you right now how you can do that.
You can reach us at 540-227-0514. That same phone number works internationally on WhatsApp.
All right. Dial us up. Let us hear it. Tell us all about your love for Elvis. And, of course, if you want to say something nice about us, we won't mind that either.
No, actually, I've worked with Jack before. We're very good friends. And I think probably you've worked more of your time in show business with Elvis, haven't you?
Yes, I was with Elvis for almost 7 years. And I was with him, you know, right
yeah,
at the time
sure.
he died. Just let me say one thing, and this is, I don't have to butter Jim up because the money here isn't great.
Tell me.
But I've been in this business many years, and I'll say something about Elvis Presley, a man with no ego. And there are only really two guys in show business that I've worked with that have no ego. That's Elvis Presley and this guy here.
There's been so much written about him lately, and
90% of it is garbage. The other 10% is lies.
We'll be right back after this message.
Lord, help me walk another mile, just one more mile. I'm tired of walking all alone. Lord, help me smile, another smile, just one more smile. You know I just can't make it on my own. I never thought I needed help before. I thought that I could get by by myself. Now I know I just can't take it anymore. With an humble heart on bending knee, I'm begging you please help me. Come down from your golden throne to me, to lowly me. I need to feel the touch of your tender hand. Remove the chains of darkness. Let me see, Lord, let me see just where I fit into your master plan. I thought that I could get by myself. Now I know I just can't take it anymore.
with an open heart on bended knee, I'm begging you please help me.
We have a guest in the audience, ladies and gentlemen. He's one of the most distinguished actors of all time. And he's made some of the greatest classic films ever made. I knew him at Paramount Studios when he was making The Ten Commandments and Ben-Hur, and it's a chart in history.
One night with you was what I'm now praying for. Oh, make my dreams come true. Just call my name and I'll be right by your side. I need your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong to hide.
More Blue Sway Connection right after this. Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold. Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, if you're going to sit there and stare at me, I might as well go to bed.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Elvis has got that beat that makes you want to tap your feet. Blue Sway Connection is rocking and rolling, baby.
Love.
Great song right there by Elvis Presley. That's a rocker, and that's why it went to number one on the charts back in 1977. Mm-hmm. Top 10 songs of 1977, so newcomers on that list at the time, and some established artists, but number 10 in 1977 at the 10th spot, Leo Sayer's When I Need You.
Oh, okay.
Great song. ABBA, yeah. Knowing Me, Knowing You. Mm-hmm. Number 8, top songs of 1977, Santa Esmeralda's Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. I remember that song.
Right.
Oh, Lord, don't let me be misunderstood. You remember that?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Queen, We Are the Champions.
Mm-hmm.
Barracuda, Yes, Sir,
Ooh,
I Can Boogie.
It.
Debbie Boone's You Light Up My Life. That song was huge. I remember that being a really big song.
Mm-hmm.
Ma Baker's Boney M. No, I don't remember that. I'd have to hear that to remember that one.
Me neither.
Wings, Mall of Kintry. I don't remember that one. Do you?
Mm-mm.
Donna Summer, I Feel Love. And the number one song from 1977 is a band that you and I both like a lot, the Eagles.
Oh, love
the Welcome Eagles. To the Hotel California.
California.
There you go. The top 10 songs of 1977. And here's Elvis in 1977 doing a rockin' version of Polk Salad Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do Polk Salad or something dirty like that. Alligators grow so mean. There lives a girl that I swear to the world made the alligator look tame. Oh, Salad Annie, we will get you back. If a body said it was a shame, because the mama was a working on the chain gun. Every day before sundown, we go down to buy a truck patch. Take a color mess of old salad lost. Carry it home when it's full of salt. Old salad hand. Everybody said it was a shame, cause the mama was a working on the chain gang. Somebody's been singing off. Daddy was a lazy and no count. Claimed they had a bad back. All her moons. Till they want them. Time my truck patch. Poke Salad Annie. Yep. Till they get you back. Yeah. Everybody said it was a shame. Cause the mama was a working on the chain. Yeah. Yeah. So I go little Poke Salad Annie. The one they love me, I go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the hospital.
little darling.
Elvis covered all genres, rock and roll, country, pop, rhythm and blues, and it cannot be said he did not do doo-wop.
There you go.
Because you just heard Elvis doing a little doo-wop here on Blue Sway Connection. And you know, when we played Pokes Out, Annie, I was thinking as we were listening to that, he messes up a little bit in there, he gets off timing or something, I don't know what happens, but he's just laughing, and he's like, and he gets right back into the song.
Yeah, yeah.
Every artist that happens to.
Oh, sure.
But when Elvis did it, the critics, he's on drugs, and he didn't know where he was at. He didn't know what he's doing.
Exactly.
You get it, I get it, and real fans get it. Can you get an amen out there?
Amen.
So
song.
Hi, it's Dan and TL from Blue Suede Connection.
Thank you for making the connection.
We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And a blessed and happy New Year.
Thank you for listening.
Blue, blue, blue Christmas.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Well, go on, go away, baby.
That's the way to kick off another hour of great Elvis music right there. C.C. Rider, 2001.
Yeah.
It gets you pumped. It gets you ready. Whenever you listen to a live concert, Elvis, that's like, yeah, you get into it.
Here he comes. Here he comes.
You know it's coming. You know it's coming. Yep. And it is coming this hour. If you thought hour one was good and rocking, hour two is going to be just as good, if not even better. You're going to hear a lot of great stuff this hour.
Good job.
Some good songs. You're going to hear some band solos coming up. All his musicians.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're going to hear about those guys, and they're going to play a little guitar for you, a little drum. And all that.
All right, nice.
Give you that. And TL's going to take you through the year 1977, what Elvis was doing that year, and when they recorded Moody Blue and all that good stuff. You're going to be talking about that. And we are pulling from the Moody Blue album, Elvis in Concert and the Spring Tours of 1977.
Mm-hmm.
It is 1977 here today on Blue Suede Connection. We hope you liked that year. It was a good year.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, and I'm going to share some pop culture from things going on in 1977, film-wise, music-wise, television-wise.
Mm-hmm, good.
So with all that being said, baby, I think it is time to get back into things. Here is the title cut from Elvis's last studio album. It was a big hit for Elvis. It's called Moody Blue.
Strangers all you find. Yeah, it's hard to figure out what she's all about, but she's woman through and through. She's a complicated lady, so color my baby. Just like a ball of twine on a spool that never ends. That's what I think I know her well. Her emotions reveal she's not the person that I thought I knew. But she's a complicated lady, so call her my baby. Help me hear I'm talking.
and your sunshine. I grew to love you more each passing day. Before too long, I built my world around you. Yeah, and I pray your love enough for me to stay.
If you love me, let me know. If you don't, let me know.
Oh, I
ain't open wide to hold me closer. The hands that run their fingers through my hair. The smile that says hello, it's good to see you. In time I turn, you find you there. It's just so much more than makes me love you. What else can I do to make you see more? You know you have whatever it might make you good. Every love was ever won can never be. If you love me, let me go. If you don't, let me go.
Oh, I
can't
Elvis covering Olivia Newton-John. He liked Olivia. He liked a couple of her songs. You'll hear another one here in a little bit from the Moody Blue album. You know, we always talk about it. You know, Elvis was a perfectionist, and when he picked his band members, he went for the best. And they fluctuated a little bit in 76 and 77. Some of them got involved in other projects. It couldn't be there, this and that. But his core band pretty much was there most of the time. We're talking about Ronnie Tutt on the drums, and of course, he's guitar player James Burton,
right,
the best.
Right.
Everybody in the world of music respects JB and Tutt, of course. And Elvis liked to show off the band, so I think it's time now to hear a little bit of Elvis's band. What do you think, baby?
Yeah, let's do it.
And the rhythm guitar from Springfield, Missouri is John Wilkerson.
And my pockets full of snow. I'm a long way from home, and I miss my loved ones so. In the early morning rain, with no place to go. Out on runway number 9, looks coming closer. Pavement ever grows. Can't jump a jet plane like a can of freight train. So I best be on my way in the early morning. So I best be on my way in the early morning.
And the lead guitar from Shreveport, Louisiana is James Burton. He can do it. He can do it. Johnny, be good. From Dallas, Texas, hard-working Ronnie Tutt. On the Fender bass from Los Angeles is Jerry Sheff. Who do you want to play, Jerry? Want to play the blues? Okay.
do that song. I really don't want to know.
Oh, how many arms of heaven you. How many, oh, how many I wonder is the truth, what I really want to hold. And how many lips have kissed you.
More Elvis and Blue Suede Connection happening right after this.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold. Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, if you're going to sit there and stare at me, I might as well go to bed.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
If you got a favorite Elvis song that makes you want to cut the rug, give us a call at 540-227-0514 and Dan and TL will get it on for you. Just like that. Shazam!
Still need her. a friend of ours. And you know, just because I spoke her name somewhere, just because, Lord, I saw her
from the album Moody Blue, She Thinks I Still Care.
Nice.
Little country happening right here on Blue Suede Connection today. Mm-hmm. The year was 1977, so I thought I'd share some pop culture with you, things all that right. were going on that year. Here we go, movie-wise, the top five films of 1977. Mm-hmm. Number five, The Goodbye Girl.
Mm.
Number four, Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah.
Number three, Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
Number two, my favorite on the list, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh, nice.
We have that on Blu-ray now. We're going watch that, yes.
Okay.
I buy Blu-rays all the time and don't tell her. And the number one movie in 1977 was Star Wars.
Oh, sure.
Which is a close second on my list there. I like all those movies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's your category, the top books of 1977. Mm. And a couple of these became very big movies.
Yeah. Tell me.
Number six, The Amityville Horror.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Number five, The Song of Solomon.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, The Silmarillion.
Mm.
Number three, another movie, The Thornbirds.
Great book.
Number two, Bridge to Terabithia.
Wow.
And the number one book of 1977, a movie that you and I both love, Here's Johnny, The Shining.
Wherever you go, wherever you may wander in your life, surely you know, surely you know, I always want to be there, holding your hand, and standing by to catch you when you fall, seeing you through, in everything you do. I said, let me be. Watching you grow and going through the changes in your life, well, that's how I know I always want to be there. Whenever you feel you need a friend to lean on, here I am. Whenever you
This next song is the story of my life. It's called Fairy Tale. I'll pack up all my things and walk away. I don't want to hear another word you have to say. There's no need to explain anymore. I try my best to love you. I'm walking out the door. You use me, you deceive me, and you never seem to need me. But I bet you won't forget me when I go.
Do you like the live version or do you like the recorded version of that song better?
I like the live version.
Me too. This is more exciting.
It just, he gets into it.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Let me round out the little pop stuff I was sharing with us earlier, the pop culture.
Yeah.
The top five TV shows from 1977.
Okay.
And I think we've all seen all of these. Charlie's Angels comes in at number five.
Mm-hmm.
MASH at number four. That was a long-running series right there.
Right.
Number three, the ABC Monday Night Movies. They don't do those anymore, but they were good. There was a lot of good movies that came out.
Mm-hmm.
Number two on the list, Laverne and Shirley was one of the top five shows of 1977. But Laverne and Shirley was a spinoff from the number one show from 1977.
Right.
You know what that would be, right?
Happy Days.
Sit on it, nerd. There you go. Happy Days. All right, back into a little bit more Elvis.
And I love you so. People ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. Life begin again. Lay you to my heart. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me. I'll live.
You set my spirit free. I'm happy that you do. The book of life is brief, and once the page is read, all but love is dead. This is my
I think the crowd likes it. Sounds like it anyway.
They seem like they're liking everything. Everything I'm hearing from the crowd
is
great. Yeah,
they're very vocal in that concert. That was, again, from Elvis in Concert, the last big show that he did. But we're not going to get into the depressing stuff. We may end with a little sad something, but because it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's in relation to the Baz movie.
Oh, okay.
We're going to close with that song. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you don't, then stick around because you're going to find out. And you're also going to find out what was going on in Elvis's life in 1977 because TL is going to share all of that right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, if you're going to sit there and stare at me, I might as well go to bed.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold. Hey, Hank.
Yes?
Boxers or briefs?
Well, one of my favorite expressions from my hippie days was hang loose. I think that answers that.
Baby, let me be your love teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Way too rough. I don't want to read a lie. Flying's anti-kind. All in all. So go on. Go on, teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be. Teddy bear. Oh, let me be. Sitting home all alone, and you can't come around. At least please telephone. Gonna be cool, baby. What is true? Maybe if I made you mad, something that I might have said. Please just forget the past. Future looks bright ahead. Gonna be cool, baby. What is true?
Careful.
There you go. Woo. Two for one right nice. There. Teddy Bear and Don't Be Cruel.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis doing it the way Elvis liked to do it there. 1977, mm-hmm. That's what it's all about here on Blue Suede Connection today. We hope you've been enjoying the show. We still got a little bit more to go. But before we get to more music, I would like to know what all was going on in the life of Elvis Presley in 1977.
All righty. Well, starting in January, he took that whole month off of January. He's on tour from February 12th, and then March 3rd, he finishes that tour and returns to Graceland and begins plans for Hawaii vacation. Now, I find this funny. So he gets home on the 3rd. So mm-hmm. he's been on the road for several weeks. He gets home on the 3rd, and then the very next day on the 4th, a party of 30 leaves okay. for Hawaii and arrives in Hawaii all by right. the end of the day. That's like a... Now, you know what it's like to pack and get
oh,
ready.
Oh, yeah.
Do that for 30 people in 24 hours.
But I wonder how much say-so he had in the packing of clothes, because I know he's funny yeah. about what he wore.
Yeah.
But I wonder if he says, I want this suit, I want that one, I want this.
I want that one, put that one in there. Yeah, I don't know. I wonder.
And who packed? Did the maids do it?
Somehow I don't really see him packing. I don't know. Maybe the guys knew what he wanted.
Yeah,
or
probably.
Maybe he told them what he
Charlie.
Wanted.
Charlie was involved in
Poor
some
Charlie.
Form.
Charlie, he got all the chores.
Absolutely.
All righty. So they arrive in Hawaii on the 4th. On the 6th, after 2 days, they stay 2 days at the Hilton. But then they decide to move to the beach, and they rent a house on the beach there in Hawaii.
Oh, nice.
So Elvis and Junior and the whole gang, they all move 2 days later. They're there for 6 days. On March 12th, Elvis gets sand in his eye.
Oh, no.
And he cancels his trip. He had a trip that day to go out and view the USS Arizona, but he's not feeling well.
Oh,
and
my.
Instead, he chooses to go home, back to Memphis.
Get his eye looked at.
Well, yeah. And the thing, most people, the average person would see that and be like, you're leaving Hawaii because you got sand in your eye? But we have to remember that Elvis had glaucoma.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that would have been very painful
sure,
to have
sure.
sand or anything happen to your eye if you have glaucoma. So
sure.
he's in Memphis, and he's there for about 10 days. And then on March 23rd, another tour kicks off in Arizona.
Which is what you hear, the spring tours.
Yes, that's the spring tours. So he's on tour for several weeks, and then he gets home. On April 1st, he's not feeling really well. He goes into the hospital with intestinal flu.
Mm.
Now, again, now that we know after Elvis's passed that he had intestinal issues to begin
right.
with,
yes.
he had a very swollen and extended colon. So I'm sure it probably wasn't the flu.
Right.
It probably was his condition.
Right, exactly.
So from April 1st, he's home for about 20 days, and then on April 21st, tour begins again. So we've got, the third tour already
yeah.
this year? Oh, my Lord. then June 1st, the single Way Down is released.
Oh, good.
Yeah, really great reviews. I'm sure he enjoyed that. June 17th to the 25th, he's on tour again. So was that the fourth tour?
Busy fella he was.
This man is unbelievable. Then June 27th, he's back home a few days after the tour, and he's relaxing at home and preparing for what would be the next tour, which was supposed to start on August 16th. Anyway, July 1st, Moody Blue, the album Moody Blue is actually released July 1st. August 12th, Elvis is unable to get an early copy of Star Wars to view with Lisa Marie, so instead they watch The Spy Who Loved Me.
Oh, he didn't get to see
yeah,
Star Wars.
No, he wanted to see Star Wars with his daughter on August 12th. A couple days later, August 15th, Elvis and Ginger play racquetball with cousin Billy Smith and his wife. Elvis sits down at the piano that last night and plays two songs. He plays Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain and Unchained Melody. And then, of course, goes and retires to his bedroom.
All right, baby. Let's get back into some more good stuff here.
Well, I said I got a woman, big on town. It's good to me. Ooh, yeah. Well, I said I got a woman, big on town. She's good to me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's my baby. Don't you understand? She's good to me.
Good to me.
Oh, yeah. She saved her loving early in the morning. Oh, y'all, this morning. Yeah, boy. She saved her loving early in the morning. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's my baby. Oh, you understand.
I love her. She's like a home.
Way across town.
She's good to me. She's there to love me all day and night. Broke on my love for the Lord. She's seen me ride. Up on the street, y'all. Leave me alone. She knows, no, 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 no.
is it all right?
It's all right.
Shall I show you? Amen.
Amen.
Sing it with us, everybody. Sing it with us. Okay, I'll turn around.
Never win.
Okay. Now, it's just a routine that I go through. Ever since I was a baby, I've been doing it. I was, just an infant baby. I was doing the same thing. They could put diapers on me. My mother said, "Boo, you're still." Okay, I'll try to do it all at one time. Okay, yeah.
Celebrate Elvis, everybody.
Blue suede shoes, baby.
Blue, 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 blue suede shoes.
You can do anything, but lay off a lot of blue suede shoes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta do that. So it's one of those songs you gotta sing along with, and you gotta do this. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're a poophead.
The radio devil made me do it.
Evil.
I sure hope you had a good time today. I know you did, because you like 1977 Elvis.
I love all the old 70s, late 70s stuff.
Yes, you do. What Elvis don't you love?
No, I love all the Elvis, Just different levels of Elvis at different periods.
The one thing I'm glad we got to show today, though, is he never stopped being Elvis.
Oh, no, yeah.
All the way to the end. And you mentioned earlier some of the illnesses he had and this and that.
Yeah.
It didn't stop him.
Right.
You know, it may have hindered him here and there where he had to take a day off here and there. But for the most part, Elvis performed because he loved performing. He might have been in pain up on that stage.
Oh, he definitely was.
We know he was.
Stage, yeah.
But because he loved us so much.
Yeah.
And he loved performing so much and being Elvis, he did it.
Yeah. You know, and the surgery Elvis needed to help with some of his conditions was years away.
Right,
unfortunately,
exactly.
From 77. So if it had been available in 77, all that pain would have been taken.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we are going to do this all again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. We're going to close with the song that Baz uses to finish his film.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows that Elvis still had those golden pipes to the very end. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
If you don't mind, I'd like to put the piano and do a song called Unchained Melody. I hope I can remember the chords. Let's take it just a few seconds. So.
I love you too, honey.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch alone. Lonely time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much for you. Still might I need your love. I need flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Lonely rivers cry, wait for me, I'll be coming home, wait for me, for my love. Darling, I hunger for your touch.
Let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.